A changed religion law makes a dangerous debut in Azerbaijan. A ministry closes the gap between the church and artist. And subway lines provide fertile mission fields in Sweden. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Azerbaijan's repressive new religion law slid under the radar. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says it's been modified since the last time they saw it.
It appears that this is a little bit worse than what we thought it was going to be. And just looking through some of the parts of this legislation now in force as of May 31st, it seems like there's been some new offenses that have been added to it, as well as some new penalties.
Griffith says they've already felt the heat.
We've had several evangelical pastors jailed because of their ministry, so it seems at least within Azerbaijan, there's an intent to try to crack down on evangelical churches.
Keep praying for church leaders. Evangelistic work could be at risk.
How this new law is going to be enforced, only time will tell. And as I said, we seem to have at least some in Parliament that are wanting to believe, actually, that there will be some public pressure brought to bear to have this re-examined. So I think that needs to be our chief hope and prayer.
Next, Iranian security forces recently raided an underground church in Karachi and arrested five Muslim background Christians. This is in addition to the two women who were arrested in March and placed in Irvine prison. Jonathan Racho from International Christian Concern says,
"We believe that the latest arrest shows that there is a spike in persecution against Christians in Iran."
Because of the raids, Iranian Christians have to be more careful when and where they meet. However,
it has not stopped Christianity from spreading in Iran. We have information that Christianity is truly spreading like a wildfire in Iran. Many Muslims, thousands of Muslims, are coming to Christ thanks to the courage of Iranian Christians who are working very hard to spread the good news.
Pray this revival among Iranian Muslims will continue. Pray also for the safety of the seven arrested Christians and the release. You can also visit ICC's website to sign a petition for their release and to support ICC's work in Iran. You're listening to Mission Network News. Oftentimes, Christians and artists are mutually suspicious of each other. Jim Bice works through the Mission Society in Paris, France, a city full of artists from all over the world. He directs the Fonderie, a gathering place for Christian artists as well as a gallery. An arts ministry is a key entryway into a world of professionals who don't know Christ.
That's why we invest in their lives, because in their world as artists, they are the ones who will be evangelists, not necessarily or automatically through their art, but instead through their lives.
Bice's ministry affirms their talents and calling so they can be confident witnesses, connecting them so they're no longer believers outside the body.
That's why I say it's a pastoral response, because how can the artist serve in the church? That's a discipleship question. That's a stewardship question, and that's the movement that we are trying to encourage in the lives of these artists.
For more information about this unique ministry and prayer points, go to missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, Crescent Project's Sahara Challenge 2009 is underway in Atlanta, Georgia. The conference, being held through June 13th, trains pastors, missionaries, college students, and others to present the gospel to Muslims. After the conference, those attending have the option to go on one of seven short-term mission trips to the U.S., England, Africa, or the Middle East. Pray for God to work in the lives of those attending and the Muslims they impact. And Greater Europe Mission missionaries hope to plant 9 more churches along Stockholm's Red Subway line. Muslims make up 20% of the city's population, and Swedish Christians have a burden to reach them. They plan on praying at subway stops for several months, then follow God's leading to find people receptive to the gospel. If successful, it'll lead to house church plants. Pray that God will prepare the hearts of many Swedes to receive the good news. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available the DVD, A Child's Voice, a One Hope production. It's the story of a young man in Ghana whose desperate, lonely, and corrupt life was miraculously changed by the power of God's Word. Get A Child's Voice at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.